Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, Friday for the TV show that we do, Las Vegas Now, I was doing a live shot at a car show that was going down Saturday over at the South Point. And in between, like, the live hits, I was out there just enjoying it all because I love muscle cars and there's some really cool ones. And I was talking to a guy who had a Dodge Challenger, beautiful looking car, and I'm commenting on it. And he also had a Dodge Charger. These are two muscle cars, and they were current versions. And he's like, "Ah, man, they're awesome." And tell him I love muscle cars. And he's like, "Do you have one?" I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, I got a Mustang. It's a 5.0. And he goes, "Ugh, Mustang." Like, I just gave him some kind of, like, disease or something.
The chills.
He got the heebie-jeebies.
The DCs.
Yes.
He got the DCs.
He's like, "Where's the restroom? I've got to go because you drive a Mustang." That is a thing. I just love muscle cars. And I love this guy's Challenger. Was awesome. But I told him I had a Mustang. Seriously, his whole demeanor just changed. He's like, "Oh, yeah." He introduces me to his dad. And he's like, "Hey, this is JC. And he's got a Mustang." And his dad's like, "Oh."
So now you're not friends anymore because of this rivalry, the Dodge Mustang or the Dodge Ford rivalry?
I am telling this father and son, their demeanor changed with me. And the first time I met them, but just talking about their cars, but just completely went from the fun, outgoing, "These are my cars, this and everything," to finding out that I drive a Mustang was just, you would think I did something to their family.
It wasn't that bad, or was it just like a friendly ribbing?
It was awkward.
Was it?
Like it was funny at first, but then he kept going with it. "Hey, Dad, this guy drives a Mustang."
Like he wouldn't let it go.
I'm like, "All right, I'm going to be over here then."
Did you concede that maybe in some ways there could be a superior version of a Dodge just to, like I will, there's a friendly rivalry I have because I'm a big Yankees fan with Red Sox fans. Now, I do not like the Red Sox at all, but sometimes I will concede if they do something good.
Yes.
Just to kind of not make it as intense. So I'll be like, "Oh, well, you know, so I used to actually like Big Poppy. He was great." And they'll be like, "Oh, so maybe this intense rivalry turns into a friendly rivalry. Maybe you need to say, like, well, yeah, I'm a Ford guy, but the Charger is a great car. It's got some giddy up in it," or something like that.
Oh, I was telling him because I love just all muscle cars. So I even told him, I said, "You know, when anytime I rent a car and drive to California, I always try to get a Challenger because they're awesome vehicles." But he wasn't having it. What are other friendly feuds or friendly rivalries? Maybe not so friendly because that is your Yankees Red Sox.
That can
get intense, right?
Oh, it's been intense. Our afternoon guy, Sean Tempesta, he is a big Red Sox fan. And we've actually got in some big fights over baseball. Huge fights. But we finally reached a point where our friendship meant more to us than that. So we conceded that we will not speak of baseball around each other anymore.
Even if the Red Sox do something great, if they sweep the Yankees, you won't say, "Hey, your team did a great job, buddy."
No.
And he won't comment back. It's zero comments.
We're not allowed to speak about baseball. But we did bond over our hatred for the San Jose Sharks. So we love the Golden Knights. And so instead, we'll talk about how much we hate San Jose. And then we're like best friends again.
So if, let's say, the Yankees destroy the Red Sox in a game, you see Sean here at the radio station, there's that awkward tension. We're in a meeting. We just go, "Man, San Jose, woof."
Yeah.
And then immediately you guys just have that connection.
We're not allowed to speak of baseball. That we have decided that because our friendship hinges on that. We've been in some knockdown, drag-out fights over baseball, and it's not worth it. Do you have any friendly rivalries or friendly feuds with anyone for whatever reason? What is it?
Do you think it comes with just maturity or just growing up to that you kind of get away from those feuds? Because growing up in Philly as a Cowboys fan, I hated the Eagles. Like, just could not stand them. And then I moved away, and I've been gone for quite some time now. And so now, when the Eagles do well, I'm not saying I'm an Eagles fan, but like, well, they made it to the Super Bowl. I was rooting for them to win. Like, I wanted to see the Eagles win. Cowboys were not in the running. Eagles made it to the Super Bowl. I want to see them win for the city of Philadelphia. And they did, and that made my heart very happy. Not claiming to be an Eagles fan, but I was happy for them. You go back to like teenage JC, I would be rooting against the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
I'm really surprised, though, that you're happy about it now.
Because I was happy for, I remember when they won, I was happy for like the city. I was happy for my mom, who's a lifelong fan,
okay.
My uncles. I was just happy that they had that. Because the Cowboys weren't in the playoffs. They didn't have a chance.
So you might as well see someone in your life experience some
happiness.
Yes,
exactly. But you go back years ago, there's no way I would have wanted the Eagles to win the Super Bowl.
Who's your least favorite football team, like of all times, that you hate now?
Well, Redskins and Giants. I just can't.
Mm-hmm. So let's say the Redskins won the Super Bowl. Would you be happy for any Redskins?
I would not. No. No,
it's
I would
only
not.
Philly. Sarah, what is your friendly feud?
Good morning, guys. Ours, and I don't even know if it's friendly, it's the Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs. We have a friend who is a diehard Chiefs fan, and I don't hold back when they make comments on my post, and they're just like, wow, that escalated quickly.
That's a thing. I feel that on a personal level, because as far as the Broncos and with the Raiders coming here, Broncos and Raiders do not have a good relationship, and I'm a Broncos fan. I feel like I'm losing my husband to the Raiders. I feel like he, when they get to town, will become a big Raiders fan, and it's really bothering me. It's really bothering me.
See, and is that a common thing? Are you going to give up? Like for me, lifelong Cowboys fan. Cowboys NFC, Raiders AFC.
No.
So it doesn't affect me.
No AFC NFC teams are allowed. You can't do that. You just
no,
have...
I'm not. I'm a Cowboys fan. But it's not that big of a thing for me for the Raiders coming to town. I'm like, cool, we got the Raiders. Awesome. But I think your husband's a little bit different. He's a very unique man. Because growing up, he was a lifelong Raiders fan. He meets you. He changes his allegiance to the rival Broncos. Mercedes, you have some power over that guy.
I do.
So now that his team that he grew up with as a child, that he rooted for all these years, is coming into his own backyard, I can see how he'll look into his heart of hearts, and realize that he's always been a Raiders fan. And that whole Broncos thing was just an act to make you happy.
I really don't feel that's it. I feel like he was Raiders just because, I don't know, he lived there. But then when he never went to a professional football game. I took him to his first one. It was a Broncos game. And he was just like, this is amazing. I feel like these are my people. I'm a Broncos fan. So then he starts watching this show on TV, this Hard Knocks show about the Raiders. And he has a massive man crush on John Gruden. He loves this guy. And that's what I think is bringing him over there. And every time he drives by the stadium, he's like, would you look at that? He is so excited.
Now, will he go back to his... I remember you said when you guys first started dating, didn't he have the Raiders checks?
He did. And the cover was it was like pigskin. It looked like a football. Like, what is this?
You either had your NFL team or Betty Boop. Those were the two check options
Betty
back in the
Boop.
Day.
Betty Boop. Oh, man. Boop, boop, be-doop.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.